الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin, and of course that they are welcome. Also, do not forget to have your Quran with you or near you, and also a tablet, a paper, pencil, pen, some kind of way of taking notes, even you just want to record what I am talking about in this class, what we'll be studying in this class. Please be prepared to copy it down for so you can review it later on. And so I also, those people who are my listeners, constant coming to the class, I want to welcome you back to the class. And then, of course, those people who are new listeners, our new students, I also welcome you to our weekly Islamic studies class. And hopefully you will become a regular student in the class at from 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this station. Now, today's topic that we're going to study from Islamic perspective will be seeking forgiveness. And of course, seeking forgiveness from Allah or from Almighty God. For the most part, we are all sinners. We sin, we make sins that people know about and sins that people do not know about. We do large sins, we do small sins, but for the most part, majority of us, if not all of us, are sinners. Now, what type of sinner are you? Are you the one that keep on sinning and sinning and sinning and never stopped and don't even feel bad about what you've done? Or are you the type of sinner that when you do a sin, you hate it, you feel bad about doing it, and that you seek forgiveness from Allah for the sin that you committed and ask forgiveness from Allah? So which person are you? Are you the one that sin and just keep on sinning nonstop? Or are you the one that when you sin, then after that you realize the mistake that you made or the slip that you did, and then you go to Allah or go to Almighty God and you ask Him for forgiveness? Think about that for a moment. What type are you? Now, there may be other types, but those are the two types that I'm talking about right now. The one that commits a sin and keeps on sinning, and the one that sins and feel bad about what he or she's done, and they want to find some kind of way to reconcile it between themselves and their Lord. Now, you may even think that there is no hope for you. Those who sin and sin and sin, even those who sin and ask for forgiveness. So I want to just let you know, hopefully by the end of this class, that you will have a clear understanding from an Islamic standpoint that you can make a difference in your life, and you don't have to keep sinning and sinning and sinning, and there's an opportunity for you to ask forgiveness for the sins that you committed. And if you're the kind of person that when you commit a sin, then you ask for forgiveness, okay, I may add on this particular class even more ways in which you can see forgiveness for the sin that you have committed. Now, Allah says, now you turn to chapter 3, page, or not page, but verse 135. That's chapter 3, verse 135. I'm going to give you a little bit of time for your Quran for you to get to that particular chapter and that particular verse. And of course, Qurans are available on YIslam org, and they're free of charge. Just order it, and you get it in Spanish, French, Spanish, of course, in English. And so that way, you will have to spend any money in order to get a Quran, or you can go online to Islamic bookstores. I think it's .com, and you can order from them a Quran so that you can follow along in this particular class. That's the main thing you need for this class. If have a Quran with you, and then have some way to take notes, so that you will be more informed about this way of life that at least 2 billion people practice throughout the world. Now, again, we're in chapter 3, verse 135, and it says, "And those who, when they do an evil thing, or wrong themselves, remember Allah and employ forgiveness, or ask forgiveness for their sin. Who forgive sins save Allah alone." Who forgives sins except for Allah alone? "And will not knowingly repeat the wrong they did." So in other words, this particular verse is asking a question about when a person does something wrong or some evil, and then they remember Allah, ask for forgiveness. They remember who they should ask forgiveness from. Not going to any man to ask forgiveness, or a woman to ask forgiveness, or anything like that. No, you go to Allah, go to Almighty God, go directly to the source, and ask Allah to forgive you for the wrong that you've done. And then, of course, you don't knowingly repeat that particular sin. These are so important. You take it straight to Allah, and you beg Allah for forgiveness. And, "Yeah, Allah, I did this bad thing. Please, please, please forgive me." Because on the day of judgment, none of us want to go before Allah in a bad way, or full of sins, or a book full of sins. Because the destination for that individual will be the hell. And then the person who do not have that book, that those sins that I'm talking about, then their destination would be opposite of that. Now, what happens to those who seek forgiveness from Allah? In chapter 11, verse 3, again, flip the pages. Chapter 11, verse 3, it says, "You should seek forgiveness from your Rabb," meaning your Lord, "and turn to Him in repentance. He will grant you good provisions till an appointed term, and bestow His grace on everyone who has merit. But if you turn away," meaning pay no heed, "I fear for you the punishment of a great day." So we have a couple things going on here. Is that we ask Allah for forgiveness, we turn to Allah for repentance, and if we don't do that and don't care about the sins that we committed, then it says here, "I fear for you a punishment of a great day." Because that day is coming. Last week this time, folks, we were 1 week away from our grave, 1 week away from Judgment Day. Now we are 1 week closer to our grave and 1 week closer to Judgment Day. And for sure it's going to come. Maybe someone listening to me say, "I don't believe in that stuff." Well, you may not believe today. You may believe tomorrow. You may not believe tomorrow. But when you see it, you will certainly believe, and it will be too late to start saying, oh, Allah, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me for the things that I've done. This is a terrible day for me. I'm in a bad way on this day." Like it says, "I fear for you the punishment of a great day," and for certainly that day will come. Because this world in which we live right now is temporary. We may live 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, maybe 100 or so. I think some people maybe 100 and more, 100 plus years, okay? But that's short, and that's nothing in comparison to living forever, or being tortured forever in the hellfire, or living forever in a beautiful place called Jannah, or what we call paradise. Those that for being there forever is nothing compared to what we're going on right now in this short life that we live. We utilize this life to prepare for the next life. That's the spirit of the Muslim. That is our spirit, that we utilize the life of this world because it's very short, and that we should go through this world as if we are travelers. It's just a short life that we live in. And then we die, and then we put into the grave, and then on the day of judgment, we are raised back up again. We come from dirt, we put in dirt, and from dirt we'll be raised again. That is life. Is that we were created from dirt, and then we go into dirt when we die, and then we come out of dirt on the day of judgment and stand before Allah naked and uncircumcised, and then we are questioned on that day about the things that we've done. And we will not answer the question the way I'm talking right now, having control over my tongue and my thoughts. No, my tongue will talk freely about what I said. Ears will talk freely what I heard. Eyes will talk freely what I saw. Hands will talk freely what I did. My feet will talk freely where I went. And that's for each and every one of us. We will have no control over it. Because we're going for a Lord that created a man without a mother and a father, and that was Adam. And he created a woman without a mother, and that was Eve. And then he created a man without a father, and that was Jesus. We all know the story, no matter what your religious background is. You know that's the story, the biblical story, or the Quranic story, or the story of the Torah. This is the true story about this, about when you're talking about what happened with Adam, and what happened, how Eve came about, and how Jesus came about, and the like. We all know the story. But also what is also real is that we're going to face our Lord either with a whole list of sins, a whole book full of sins, or we're going to face our Lord with no sins or very little sins. And we hope that our Lord forgive us for the little bit of sins that we committed that we did not get rid of while we were on earth. Now, let's go to chapter 4, verse 110. That's chapter 4. Verse 110. And we're going to talk about right now, what should we do when we commit a wrong? So I'm talking about all the wrongs that we've done or possibly done. Now, how do we correct this? And it says in chapter 4, verse 110, if anyone does evil or wrongs his own soul and then seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving, merciful. This Lord of ours, the one that created all that we see and all that we don't see, he is merciful. The only thing Allah will not forgive is what we call in Islam shirk, which is associating partner with Allah, making the creation equal with the creator. The creator sits on the throne without anyone else sitting on the throne next to him or above him. Allah created everything, and no one created Allah. And so, this Lord of ours is a forgiving Lord. Only thing he will not forgive is that we associate partners with him equal to him. We cannot do that or we'll be in the wrong. Again, it says, if anyone does evil or wrong his own soul and then seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving, merciful. But we have to seek Allah's forgiveness. We can't just do it and say, oh, Allah is going to forgive me. No, we have to ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask him over and over and over, and don't be embarrassed to ask Allah for forgiveness. Yes, I did what I did last night. Please, please, please forgive me, Allah, for what I've done last night. Or I hurt someone today. Or I said some foul words today to so-and-so. Please forgive me, Allah, for what I said or what I did. Also, in chapter 5, verse 39, again, chapter 5, verse 39, it says this. Are we talking about what should a criminal do? It says, but whoever repents after committing the crime and reforms his conduct, Allah will surely turn to him with forgiveness. Allah is forgiving, merciful. I'm going to read that again. But whoever repents after committing the crime and reframes reforms his conduct, Allah will surely turn to him with forgiveness. Allah is forgiving, merciful. So we see here, if we commit the crime, commit a sin, and then we reform our conduct, and don't do this thing again, and we turn to Allah for forgiveness, Allah is forgiven. I mentioned this before. Allah is most forgiving. We just have to turn to him. Don't be so big in your ego or that I don't have to turn to Allah. I'm going to be okay. No, you're not going to be okay. Hellfire is no joke. And Allah is no joke. And so we have to do what's right now while we can do what's right. Before we lay in our bed and before the death rattle in our throats. And Allah had the angel pull our soul out of our body. Before that happens, we have the opportunity to seek forgiveness from Allah for any sin that we committed or any criminal act that we committed. It's not too late to do that and to do that now. Because I am a chaplain at one of the local hospitals here. And so I see this a lot in the hospital where I go to visit a patient or the families around them, understanding that the person is on their anytime they could draw their last breath. And then I see their mouth wide open and they're thin and you almost could see the guttural sound inside their throat. And at any time, you're going to hear their last sound come out of their mouth, like my mouth and your mouth. One day, we will have our last verbs, our last words come from our mouths. And maybe we will have also the death rattle come up to our throat. And the next time we know, the angel of death is taking our soul out of our body. And so before that happens, seek forgiveness from Allah. If you committed a criminal act, a sin, this is the time to do it. Not to wait for tomorrow. Anyone listening to my voice right now, this is the time to do it. Not tomorrow and not later on, because there may not be a later on for you. And it may not be a tomorrow for you or for me. We saw the sun rise today. We may not see it set today. We may see it set today, and we may not see it rise in the morning because Allah may take our soul overnight. And so we do it now while we can do it, and don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Also, what happens to the doer of good deeds? Now, also staying in chapter 5, verse 9. Again, chapter 5, verse 9, it says, Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds, forgiveness and mighty reward. Let me read that again. This is chapter 5, verse 9. It says, Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds, forgiveness and mighty reward. This is a promise from Allah. You believe in Allah and also you do righteous deeds. And you know what? I want to mention something else. One of the ways that you get rid of bad deeds, guess what, folks? It's not that complicated and it's very simple. You do a good deed. But you don't keep doing bad deeds. Okay, I'm going to do bad. So I'm just doing good deed follow-up and all my bad's going to be erased. Okay? But the thing you have to remember is that when you do a bad deed, you want to erase it? Then do a good deed. Do chop something charitable. Do something nice unto other people. And so again, it says what? In chapter 5, verse 9, Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and mighty reward. Now, how often did the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be and blessed be upon him, ask for forgiveness from Allah? This was a man that was promised paradise. All his past sins and future sins were forgiven. But let me read to you what he did. And it says, by one of the companions, and it says, there is at times some sort of shade under my heart, and I seek forgiveness from Allah 100 times a day. where the prophet himself, may peace and blessing be upon him, because Allah sent numerous prophets and messengers to mankind. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, is the last prophet sent to mankind to warn all of mankind that that the day of judgment is coming. Yes, the day of judgment is coming, and Allah sent prophets and messengers to all different areas of the world, to different people in the world, different sets of people in the world, maybe just for him, or maybe just him and his family, or different people in his tribe. But Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he was sent as a mercy to all of mankind. This is what this man was sent. He is the last messenger, which means that there be no messenger after him. And the next thing that's going to happen is that the day of judgment is going to come. And this man, 100 times a day, he asked for forgiveness from Allah, and he's already guaranteed paradise. It is also mentioned by one of the companions of the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He said, I heard the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, Allah forgives a man who commits a sin, then feels ashamed, purifies himself, offers a prayer, and seeks his forgiveness. Then he recited the particular verse, and those who, when they do an evil thing or wrong themselves, remember Allah and employ or ask forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And will not knowingly repeat the wrong they done. The reward of such will be forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens underneath which rivers flow. Therein they will abide forever, a bountiful reward for workers. This is from the Quran. This beautiful verse that I just read from you. And this particular verse, and it talks about the beautiful thing, the beautiful reward from Allah for those who commit a sin, and then they ask for forgiveness from Allah for the sin that they commit. And they will be in paradise underneath where rivers flow. And then be there forever for those who are the workers, meaning the workers, the believers in Allah, and the ones that do the good work and also encourage others to do good work. Don't be ashamed to do good work, brothers and sisters, who listen to my students. Don't be afraid to do good works. People may embarrass you, and you may sometimes stand alone doing the good works. You do the good works. Let it rise out of your people that's going to do good works. Let you be among those that are going to do good works, that are going to be kind to people and gentle to people and be compassionate towards people, no matter what color of their skin or their age or their gender, anything like that. It does not matter. You don't be afraid of them, but you be afraid of Allah. You're doing it for the pleasure of Allah and not for the pleasure of mankind. Because we're talking about when a man said that he fought for the pleasure of Allah and said, no, you didn't fight for my pleasure to please me. You fought so people could say that you a person who was a person who fought a battle, a gallant soldier. So you got that from the people, they praise you, and so now you will go to hellfire. Or man said, I gave money for your praise, Allah. I gave it for you. No, you want people to say that you are a great giver of money. And so you got that from the people, so basically to hell with you. Or you go to hell. And so we don't want to be that kind of people, as a person that's doing things for man, to please man. We want to do things that are going to please Allah, that's going to please Almighty God, and we don't care what man thinks, because they're going to think what they're going to think. We want to do this to please Allah and be in the good graces of Allah. I want to read something else. And it also said, one of the companions, he said, Allah wants us to ask forgiveness from him, or to ask him to him for forgiveness. It was related by one of the companions of the prophet, may peace and blessings upon him. He said that the prophet, he said this. He said, O Lord, this is one of the supplications that he made. He said, our Lord descends every night to the heavens of this world, meaning to the lower heavens, when the last third of the night, and is still to come, and says, who will call on me so that I may answer him? Who will ask me so that I may give him? who will ask forgiveness of me so that I may forgive him? So basically, Allah comes down to the lower heavens, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, he told us this, is that Allah comes down to the lower heavens. God is several heavens, seven heavens. He comes to the lower heavens, and then he asks those around him, and he says, who is up and who's calling on me? I will answer him. And who asks of me, I will give. And who asks forgiveness from me, I will forgive him. And so we need to get up while everyone else is asleep and ask our Lord for what we need and what we want and what we desire. And so I wanted to inform you about the best time in which to ask our Lord for what we need and what we want and what we desire. Now, I want to move on to read a couple more things before my time runs out. One of the ways you want to get rid of all your sins, think about it for a moment. Can you imagine being a sinless person? There's one way that you can do this. And so you say, yeah, Imam, I want to know that. How do I do that? The way that you do it is this. Is that it was related by from one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, if a person embraces Islam sincerely, then Allah shall forgive all his past sins. And after that starts the settlement of accounts, the reward of his good deeds will be 10 times to 700 times for each good deed. Also, and one evil deed will be recorded as it is unless Allah forgives it. In other words, when a person embraces Islam, when I first became Muslim back in 76, that day when I became Muslim, all my past sins were forgiven. Of course, if I don't continue to make those sins, but all my past sins were forgiven. And I was given, of course, that the good deeds that I did, they will be 10 times to 700 times great. And any evil that I've done, and that they just count on just for one. And so I just remind you, one of the ways to get rid of all your sins, visit a masjid, ask about Islam. There's no compulsion in religion. No one can make you become Muslim. But if you're interested in Islam, then you want to get rid of all your sins, then you go to the masjid, find out about Islam, see if it fits for you, and then embrace Islam and have all of your sins forgiven. I want to read a couple more things, and then I will stop. And one is, it was mentioned that by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and it says, he who repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will forgive him. In other words, it will be too late once the sun, right now the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. But when the sun rises from the west, and it will happen because Allah says so, then, and it sets in the east, then it will be too late for a person to ask for forgiveness. But before that time, we can ask for forgiveness for our Lord multiple times. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.